The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. The segment is produced by Cynthia Scher at Scher Management Consulting in partnership with JPR. This month, we take our car to the body shop. Star Body Works has been in business in the Rogue Valley, currently in Medford and Grants Pass, for nearly 75 years. Mark Lammensdorf is the owner of Star Body Works with brother Art. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great, great.
You have a diamond anniversary coming up next year, I noticed. Who got things started back in 1948?
You know, we are third family owner of this. So Star Body Works was a couple of gentlemen, and then the Mosses owned it. We purchased it in 1989. So we're the third owner, longest owner. We've had it for about 33 years.
I can't imagine in a business like yours you have many downtimes. I mean, people are always driving and generally always bumping into things.
This is true. We, you know, even with this pandemic, we are extremely busy. In fact, the busiest we've ever been. I'm thinking people were penned up with the pandemic and they're driving their cars.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Were things steady through the pandemic? Did you have a little downturn there when people weren't driving as much?
We had a little downturn during the pandemic. When it slowed down a little bit, we had enough backlog that as it picked back up, we didn't notice it so much. We did slow down, lose our backlog, but we stayed fairly busy through the pandemic.
And so the history of the company, did it start in Medford?
It did start in Medford. It was a single location, started over there on McAndrews. We've grown it to five. Currently, we only have four open because we lost the shop during the Alameda fire in Ashland. But we've stayed on a constant growth. We still want to grow. We want to go into the Roseburg, Bend, and Klamath Falls market.
Are you actively pursuing some opportunities there?
Absolutely. We are looking for acquisitions, and we've been looking at real estate, whether we purchase another collision shop or start a ground up. We haven't decided yet.
Okay, so that would be one pathway, potentially, is to take over another place or buy out another place and just put the Star Body Works name on it.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a lot of consolidation going on in the collision industry, so we're sort of part of that too, consolidating, becoming bigger to protect our markets.
Well, talk about consolidation, because that's part of a larger picture, and I think body work has changed quite a bit over the years. I mean, the cars have changed a lot, and it seems like the body repairs have too.
Absolutely. In our choice of what we're doing in collision business is we're chasing the OEM manufacturer, how they want the car repaired, which is really new to the industry in the last 5 years. The manufacturers, it used to be three, the consumer, the body shop, and the insurance company, how we repair a car. Nowadays, it's the manufacturer, so there's a fourth party involved. So we are chasing the Ford certification. We're Tesla certified. We're Kia certified. Honda certified, Ford. So we know how to repair these cars back to the way they're supposed to be because they become so technical. I mean, Tesla's a perfect example. It's basically a cell phone with wheels on it.
I've noticed that. Yeah, the way the electrics sing to you when you turn them on.
You know, so we are trying to position ourselves that we know how to fix these cars because there's a lot of people out repairing cars the old way, and you can't do that anymore. These cars, you know, a Tesla, we have to take it offline. We have to isolate the battery. There's so much that goes in. It's just not painting a fender or putting a bumper on the car no more. There's so much that goes into fixing these cars and the safety items, the accident avoidance systems, lane departures, all these safety things. When we're done, we got to recalibrate these cars so it knows what to do when it goes down the road. So it's become more technical to fix a car.
So are some of those sensors and little computer gadgets actually on the body panel? So you got to be dealing with those, yeah?
Yes, yes. Behind the front bumpers or the radars, cameras in the windshields, cameras in the mirrors. So even if we repair a door, we got to recalibrate that lane departure on that mirror. Or we paint a front bumper, we got to recalibrate that sensor so it knows the little thickness of the paint has already changed the distance the car thinks. So we have to recalibrate that so you don't rear end somebody or track because the car won't perform correctly.
Wow, I can see why you need the certification for that then. You got to make sure you guys know what you're doing.
Exactly.
We're talking to Mark Lammensdorf, the owner of Star Body Works in Medford, Grants Pass. And is it just Medford and Grants Pass at this point?
Medford and Grants Pass, two in Jackson County and two in Josephine County.
Mm-hmm. This is the ground floor on the Jefferson Exchange, our monthly business segment. You can join us if you got questions for Mark about the process of repairing car bodies, and you're certainly getting a whiff of how tricky it can be these days. Join us by phone at 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Some of those old gadgets that used to be around for like pulling out dents and things like that, does anybody ever pull out dents anymore, or is it just about replacing panels?
We do a little bit of panel repair, but it is a lot of panel replacement nowadays. Any of the welded on panels, the roof, the quarter panels, they can be repaired, doors, but some of the fenders, front bumpers and stuff, it's a replacement part nowadays.
Yeah, people don't realize how much of the car is all one. I remember when part of the, we had a Camry that got crunched, and I remember looking at like all the interconnected parts. I thought, wait a minute, is the roof part of this rear quarter panel?
Yes, that's what I mean. That's all the backside of that car is all welded together, so yes.
Wow. Okay, so when something goes wrong with like an engine or a starter or something in what makes the car go or stop, the perception anyway, and you can tell us whether this is real or not, is that it costs less to fix than body work. So is body work generally more expensive?
I believe we are. The average repair order on a car, a collision repair, is almost $4,000 now.
Wow.
So I'm going to say it's more than your annual tune-up on your car.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is calibration, putting the car back together, and the cost of parts. Parts have gotten very, very expensive and hard to get. That one thing that happened with the pandemic, we're struggling to get parts for cars. They're just not. We ran out of all that backlog or back parts, I guess. So it's not as easy to get these body parts. So sometimes the cars are sitting just because we can't buy the parts.
And what was the usual time frame on delivery, and what has it turned into?
So we were down to under 10 days from a collision, and I'm going to say we've probably doubled that. Every bit of doubled it. It's probably taken every bit of 20 days if we can get the parts.
Wow. If so, we can get it. So it sounds like in some cases you're just told, nope, not now.
It's true. We've had some late model. I've had cars here 6 months that there's nothing I can do about it. I can't buy the airbags. I can't buy the headlights for the car. And new used, I can't find them anywhere. So the car sits because no airbags in the car. They can't drive it.
We're talking to the headlight casing, not the bulb?
Not the bulb. New headlights, they all got chips in them. They're all,
oh, wow.
a little more than just a headlight anymore. That's why the headlight cost $800.
Right.
So that's what's taken so long to get that part, because they don't have the electrical parts to put the headlight together to sell us.
Wow, what a huge difference from 1948. You pulled out the dents and you put some paint on it, and out it went. And now you got all these computers to deal with, too.
Exactly.
Well, so it certainly requires careful hands, I would think, body work. I mean, your work is not under the hood, hidden away from view. I mean, people get to look at the car and go, hey, what is the deal with that? So, I mean, how long to train new people in body work?
We run apprentices here in anywhere from 3 to 5 years to get a body technician up to speed, and that's sending them out for training. Because every time we do this OEM, so Tesla has their own training, Ford has their own training, Honda has their own training. So as we train these technicians, they got to do different manufacturers. COVID's helped us a lot of this online, where we don't have to send a technician away, where we used to have to send them a week over here or a week over here to get training. A lot of that's become online. But they got to be trained and then put that training to use, so they got to learn how to do it after they actually get the training on it.
Well, and how long are some of these training sessions?
From days to a week, depending, just to do glass, we send a guy to Texas. That's 2 weeks, 10 days.
Wow.
Just to learn how to install glass in a car.
It is trickier than it looks, isn't it?
It is. If you want to bring that car, people don't realize what we're pushing for. It's a safety issue. If we don't fix that car right, it's not going to perform right in the accident. If it gets in a second accident, your airbag timing, calibration. So it really has changed in the last, I'm going to say 10 years,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a little longer, but the safety stuff that you buy in a car now really has to be repaired properly so you get that safety advantage of having it.
We're talking only about the repairs, but you actually operate a towing service too, don't you?
Correct. We have 24-hour towing, so we tow these vehicles. And again, Tesla has to be towed different than many other cars. So yes, we run a 24-hour towing. So from semi-trucks to cars, we tow it all.
You know, I remember having a conversation. I know he was your competitor, but Maynard Hadley knew a lot about towing cars back in the day in the Rogue Valley. And he told me once about how difficult it had gotten. That, you know, you could, if you towed a car wrong, you could destroy the crumple zones and render it inoperable. And so he described being on a committee of tow people who got together with the manufacturers and said, "Can you give us something to tow this car with?"
Exactly. And he was a gentleman that was in the forefront. I mean, I know Maynard myself, but he's absolutely right. If you tie the car down improperly or do something wrong, you hook it up, you've now put damage into the car. And he was one of the leaders to teach the rest of us how to tow these cars right. Yes.
So technology has really puts, and it sounds like even within the time that you've owned Star Body Works with Art since 1989, been just huge changes in the business.
It's amazing where the industry's gone, and I think where the industry is going, because these electric cars and stuff that are coming out, I mean, Tesla is on the forefront, but you got Rivian, you got Ford, you got Chevy all making these electric cars. They're handled completely different. Even painting them, sometimes we have to remove the batteries because they can't run in a spray booth because of the heat. So there's so much that goes on now for these cars with electronics and how we repair them. I think it's only going to get more. I go back to the cell phone. That's really what I feel these cars are. They got wheels on a cell phone because of the technology on them.
Absolutely. Mark Lammensdorf is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the owner of Star Body Works with his brother Art, and our guest on this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our business segment. Star Body Works has been in business almost 75 years now. The Lammensdorfs have owned it since 1989. And if you have questions for Mark, join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I'm glad you brought up the new cars. I saw my first Rivian just the other day and realized, oh yeah, this is another a whole realm of stuff you guys would have to deal with that is coming from manufacturers you never dealt with before.
Right, right. In fact, we're in the process of being certified with Rivian. So we're going through their process, and actually we haven't got to the classes yet. But I'm going to get in the front side of the Rivian because I think Rivian is going to make it as an electric car builder. And they got quite an interesting vehicle too, just like Tesla.
What is it that impresses you about Rivian, makes you think you're going to make it?
I like their SUV and the way they're actually making the substructure of the frames. They're actually in three parts, the way they're doing the vans for Amazon. And I think they're going to make the car really repairable. Mm-hmm. For me, I always look at a car because we get to take them apart.
Yeah.
Some cars don't repair. The manufacturer builds these cars, but they're not easy to fix after a collision. And Rivian, I think, is on the front edge of the way they develop the car. I think they're going to have a nice car to repair. You know, I like repairing Hondas. Hondas, Toyotas, the manufacturer makes a car that can be fixed after a collision. Some cars aren't like that. They don't repair nice. And so just the way these engineers develop these cars, they don't develop them to repair them. But I believe Rivian's really ahead of their game on that.
And what are the issues with the ones that are harder to repair? Tight spaces or just the things don't fit well together?
Tight spaces and just the way they overlap. You know, when you talk about doing a quarter panel, if you got to remove a part, you end up sacrificing a part. Chrysler makes cars that we put a quarter panel on. We got to take the roof off to put the quarter panel on properly. And so stuff like that, it's not thought. So we're sacrificing good parts to put a part on the car. That's why some of these cars will total. They won't repair because to get into repairing them, you have to do so much more damage, basically, or take the car farther apart to fix the one part. So that's what I'm talking about. Manufacturers don't think about repairing them. how everything's put together.
Right. They put the stuff in and, okay, it's yours now. Yeah, I've had that. Yeah, I've had that feeling with stuff in the dashboard. It's like, oh my God, the guy had to take out the front seats just to get to it. You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So we mentioned the fact you got stores in Grants Pass and the Medford area. You did have what you called your Ashland shop, actually, pretty much within the city limits of Talent or close to it. That burned, the Almeda Drive fire in 2020. What's the plan on rebuilding or not?
So we don't know. We just start putting an office in there because we're still running toning out of there. So we just started construction on the office. Half my building didn't burn, which is the paint shop. So there's actually a spray booth still in that building that didn't get damaged. So we may put it back to a body shop, but maybe not more of a lighter body shop where a quick bumper repair or small panel repair where we don't put in all the frame equipment and all the stuff, make it more of a lighter do, and then any heavier stuff can go to the main store here on Central. So I think we're going to open it back up. It just may be a year here, and then maybe the spring of 23.
Okay. We'll keep our eyes on that. And you mentioned wanting to get into Roseburg, Bend, and Klamath Falls. So it's a gross time, it sounds like, for Star Body Works. It sounds like you guys are in pretty good shape.
Yep. We are excited about, again, having a good market here in basically the half of the state. Yes.
And how many people work for Star Body Works across the various shops?
We are right at 70, I believe, a little over 70, 72, 73 employees.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fairly efficient for four stores, isn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It helps because accounting can be done at one store for four stores, and that's part of our growth strategy. Some of the stuff we'll be able to in-house, we'll be able to control the cost. Mm-hmm. So there'll be an advantage to grow.
And Mark, just a couple seconds left. What's the situation in finding employees, given what's going on with the employment in general?
Tough. Mm-hmm. Entry-level people, I struggle. I can offer career paths for anybody that wants to be a painter, body man, or an estimator, but trying to find that person that wants to work right now, we're struggling. I'd like to tell you it's easy, but it's not.
All right. Best of luck to you and everybody else trying to hire people these days. Mark Lammensdorf is the owner of Star Body Works, our guest in this month's edition of The Ground Floor, produced by Cynthia Schur at Schur Consulting. Thank you, Cynthia, and thank you, Mark, for joining us.
Thank you.